Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. A lot of my life, I asked myself, is it okay to have money? Because most of my life, I was raised by the world standards. Make money, because money will make you happy. You won't have to struggle to buy things. You can buy as much as and often as you want. So money is sort of the root of not all evil, but of all happiness, is what I believe for a vast majority of my adult life. So when the Lord pulled me out of the pits of hell, I had to ask myself about what was important. Eventually, God helped me detach from my idol of money. In the beginning, I looked at my ministry as a business. Okay, well, I'll now shift from being an executive in corporate America to my own business ownership, bringing God to people, helping them get closer to the Lord and the beautiful Catholic faith. Now, how do I make some money at this? I mean, I laugh, but it is kind of, I mean, you should be able to make money in ministry. You should, just like everybody else, be paid for a fair day's work. The value of what I bring may not be in a trinket. Okay, so you think about money in and of itself, and it is not evil. We hear the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Ever wonder why they never gave you the rich man's name, but they give you Lazarus's name? The rich man didn't even acknowledge Lazarus. He wants to give us riches. Riches of the best kind, of course, which is faith and spirituality and a depth of peace and love and joy that can only come from someone who is faithfully walking with God in their lives. That's where the wealth and the value really is. And it matters what you do with the money that you have. Are you out wasting it frivolously? Spending it on things that don't help other people? Because that's how I was. I never donated. I didn't even think about helping somebody else out. So with my idol of money was also my idol of myself. It was very, very selfish. Just wanted what I wanted, when I wanted, how I wanted it. Me, myself, and I was my holy trinity. So if you're out there blessed with money, pray on the best way to use it. Can you help someone? I know a lot of us are saving for retirement, but is there something that you can do today that can help someone today? We're not guaranteed tomorrow. And I find it very, what's the word? Because it's not, it's not funny, ha ha funny, but it's almost like, Lord, I get it. I get it. Because I'm in a situation where I have to make a decision with my husband, and it is very based on finances. And my husband and I aren't seeing eye to eye. Just last night, I told my husband I'd pray on it, and I'm going to spend a good portion of the day sitting with the Lord, asking him what he wants me to do, discerning his will. If you're out there worrying about finances, if you are struggling with finding a job in what's going on today, might I suggest that you also pray to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, please intercede for me as my spiritual father. Please take me to Jesus, where he will take care of everything. Why Saint Joseph? Because Saint Joseph had to pick up and leave in the middle of the night with nothing. And then go to another land where he doesn't even speak the language. And provide for Mary and Jesus. Talk about trust. Talk about looking up at the Lord and asking him to trust in his providence, asking him to provide for you, and being scared. I am sure they were scared. God just wants us to lean in and press into him. Because if we trust him and we feel through our discernment a decision that maybe doesn't sound like it's our decision, because that's where I feel God is moving me. Me, have a different idea. But as I was talking with my husband last night, I say often that God speaks through him and speaks through him clearly. No mincing of words. Sometimes they cut like a knife. They cut right through the baloney in the air. And I wonder if that was what was happening. But I'm going to trust that through this discernment day, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days, if I'm not at a point where I'm like, okay, I feel calm with this decision, even though it's not the one I would normally stand for. This discussion has happened numerous times with no real resolution. Marriage is filled with compromises. And I'm just asking the Lord, is this the one that you want me to compromise on? So money is needed to live, but is not the reason we live. Money will help us live more comfortably, but we should always trust that God will provide for us. And that's a hard one, because that's not what this world tells us. The world tells us we need to provide through that job, through that corporation. The world tells us don't make that change and start your own business or start a ministry or work for yourself because it's too scary. Just work for the man. The world tells us lots of things that I have come to realize are such false statements, blatant lies that are actually harming people. So if money is something that you are concerned about as a Christian, and you look at people who have money and you judge them, take that to confession, take it to God, because there are people who have money who have beautiful hearts, and you may never know what they do with their money. And everyone just wants to have a nice, comfortable living. That's all that God wants for us as well. And I'm so blessed that I don't necessarily have to worry about the finances coming in from my ministry. Praise God. I mean, yes, I would love to be self-sufficient. If anything should happen where my husband lost his job, if I could step in and be able to, you know, cover the bills, that's not happening. That was actually one thing we talked about last night. He said, honey, if you look at how many hours that you put in, and we actually figured out your hourly rate, you would be making pennies an hour. And I laughed and I said, I know. And he's like, well, I'm just saying. And it was a very interesting conversation. But of course, my heart is not in where the money is. My heart is in where your soul is. I just want everyone to know that life is better with God, that life is peaceful and calm and beautiful. And the deeper you go in that relationship with him, the more you get closer to this beautiful, sacramental, grace-filled religion of Catholicism. I mean, like, I just can't stop sharing it. So for me, it's a passion. And I'm blessed that I don't need to rely on it to live on, because if that happened, I'd have to get a job, a real job, if you will. And so again, I thank God all the time for the situation and the circumstance of that, of what he's put in my life and the ability for the last 3 years. As I did my taxes yesterday, I called God into it. It was beautiful. And I laughed at the results because my husband was right. That's where we started just talking about finances and retirement and what we're going to do. And so I think there's a lot of people out there who are having these discussions about their lives and might be having some big decisions coming up. So discern carefully. Pray often on these big decisions. And remember, money in and of itself is not a bad thing. But when you make it your God and you hold on to it and hoard it without helping others, that's where you're going to have to account for God asking you, I blessed you with so much. What did you do for others? And for those who don't have an abundance of money, he's going to ask us the same thing. And so maybe It's volunteering. Maybe it's praying, intercessory prayer for those out there. Maybe it's fasting because you don't have the financial wherewithal, or maybe you have other gifts that you can offer to those around you. Let's just focus on what's important, and that's God, and He will provide, and He will lead us, even sometimes in places that we don't want to go. But our job is to follow. Our job is to be a disciple. And our job is to love others as God loves us. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Go be the light. Have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.